All right, we are back live here at Verizon Wireless Music Center, the Coors Light Green Room. Gonzo Greg is me. That's Don Stuck. And this is why Kid Rock is so damn cool. He walks into the green room with a big bag of munchos. Yeah. Nice, man.
That's no snack bag, dude.
No, that's the full-size bag.
That's the bag.
That's the party bag. Rockstar bag of chips.
It's a rockstar bag size. That's right.
Because we were wondering, we heard earlier that you were backstage getting a massage, which, you know.
You can tease me about it. Yeah.
No.
It's a little gay.
No, dude, I'd take one if I could get one.
Damn, that's all right, man. You don't
that's
bust your
pretty
ass.
Good.
You bust your ass all that time. You take the massage.
We might get a massage later. Maybe some fat chick from Beach Grove. And I'm sure it was nothing like that.
As long as you get the happy ending.
There you go. Hard to get around here.
Yeah.
Kid, it's good to see you again.
You too.
We have a great time when you come to town, and I know that you're on the road all the time. It's got to blur together after a while, but I just want you to know that everybody here is always really stoked when you come back and play.
There's nothing like the Midwest or the South.
Yeah,
period.
That's right, man.
It's so cool. And here's something. You know, I know that you busted your ass for a long time trying to get where you are and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and you kind of get to a point. I mean, where
you don't know nothing about no Detroit, man. What are you talking about, Gonzo?
Well, here's where I'm going.
You kidding me?
Here's where I'm going with this: is that you finally break through and you make it, and then you show up at the show, and there's a chick with your name on her chest. I mean, what goes through your head at that point? Is that the sign that, like, wow, okay, now I'm here, I made it?
No.
No? There's another sign then. And what's that?
Money in the bank.
The bank account, man. I didn't want to say it for him.
All right, the bank account.
No, it's flattering, man. It's great. You know, people.
Right.
Yeah, you know, everyone's just having fun. Think
right.
Come out, have a drink, and
yeah.
Rock mm-hmm. on, sing some songs. It's just a good time.
Yeah.
Tattoos are cool, but tattoos don't buy munchos, brother.
Buy the munchos.
Yeah.
Can't feed the homeless with a tattoo.
That's right. I need a massage and some munchos. You can't pay for that with no tattoos.
That's cool. So now, and this is the thing, because for a long time in Detroit, and I was there, you know, for a while, and it was just about the time that the record broke.
Right.
I mean, and you kind of broke through at that point. And up until leading to that point, he'd been at it at a long time, and Kid would go to every party and every business event, and he would hey dude everybody with a CD or whatever. Hey, here's my CD
that's
or whatever.
That's a local phrase.
Right. Peddling CDs.
Yeah. Hey, check this out. Check this out. And he would hound everybody, and he was basically known as a pest. It's that Kid Rock guy again, and I got another CD. And it took, I mean, how long did it take? I mean, really, from the point you said that, look, I'm gonna hassle every one of these guys until they put my stuff on the radio, and it starts to go.
They still didn't put my stuff on the radio. Who's laughing now?
Aren't radio guys great?
No. We're radio guys, and we hate
each
other.
They got it about 6 years later.
They got to catch on after a while.
Yeah.
And so now you're at the point you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want. I mean, right? I mean, you go in, you say, hey, here's what I'm going to do on my new record, and nobody's going to tell you not to, right?
Yeah, I mean, once you can sell some records and, you know, try to be smart with your money, you don't got to play the politics anymore, which is basically what you do to get where you go. And after that, you can kind of dictate and kind of maybe, you know, sail your ship where you want it to go and see who wants to follow rather than, you know.
Right.
Pardon my friends, but blow everybody.
Right.
There you go.
So now, if you were giving advice to somebody who's, you know, out there doing what you're doing, you know, not it's only been a few years, really, honestly. I mean, what would be if you could put it in a nutshell, saying, "Hey, I'm out here peddling my band. What do you tell them to do?
Just be yourself and you know, try to have some sense of, you know, credibility and talent for what
right.
you got to do. You know, it seems like nowadays they just fish kids out of the mall and teach them how to sing and dance, you know, in
right.
like an hour session on TV or something, and, you know, there's your next superstar.
Right.
So I guess, you know, get a skill, you know, learn how to play an instrument or sing or do something, you know, and go out and get some scars and some cut and some feel, play some bars, you know, and go
yeah.
around and, you know, fine-tune your craft is what it's about. You know, it takes years to get good at something. You
right.
know, nothing happens overnight, so it's just hard work.
Yeah, right on. Well, that's cool. Now, we're backstage the Coors Light Green Room here at Verizon Wireless Music Center. Kid Rock going on here later on tonight. There's tickets at the door. It'd be a great night to come out and hang on the lawn with
it's a nice night out.
It's really, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, very nice in the lawn.
Now, here's the thing. Our lives as DJs have changed significantly since the Super Bowl and Janet Jackson and her boob and all that.
Yeah.
And that kind of overshadowed the fact that, you know, you were there.
No.
And but you got your share of flack over the flag thing. There were a lot of old-timers who found that what you did was really, the way you wore the flag was disrespectful.
I told my wife as soon as you came out with that, I said, he's going to catch email after email over that. And it's like,
I don't read my emails.
You don't read your emails? I have. Somebody handle that. Right, the masseuse reads the emails.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is you went to Iraq and you did that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you, what would be your response to somebody who, I mean, because as far as guys in rock and roll, I would say
you were just ignorance. You know, some senators, it's probably his aide wrote up something, you know. And,
right.
Yeah, you know, it took about 3 days, and it was like, oh, whoops, wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. People are like, oh, man, you got the wrong guy.
Let's go. Kid Rock nipple now. What's going on?
Yeah, I guess it worked out that Janet was there anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you're still, Michigan is still pretty much home for you.
Yep.
You're out in the woods. You don't live in Detroit, the city proper, right?
You're
out in the country a little bit.
Nope. Yeah. I'm out in the woods.
Now, for a time, you were hanging out in L.A. a lot with Los Angeles people.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? I mean, it seems like you're able to, you know, sort of...
L.A.?
Yeah.
I love L.A.
You like L.A. all right?
Lower Alabama.
A few more teeth and
L.A.
nice weather.
L.A. sucks.
Well, there it is. That's what I thought.
I mean, it's fun to go into and, you know, brush elbows and party with the stars and all that stuff. But
yeah,
get in and get out.
I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
Well, weather's nice. You can't argue with that.
Yeah.
There's some good people there, but for the most part, it's a bunch of... weirdos.
Yeah, Gonzo.
Shut up!
You shut up! I've been telling it for years.
Where am I now, Don?
You're here.
Here.
You're in Noblesville, freaking Indiana,
right,
with Kid Rock backstage.
Kid
so
Rock.
You're all right now. You don't need a breast job anymore.
But now, here's what I know you got to get going. I just want to check. But you're out on road, touring around. You do the show. Do you get out after the show at all? Do you go out and see? Do you get the chance to see any bands? Or what?
Funny you say that. I got to fly right to L.A. the night after the show.
Because I was saying, if you get the chance to go out, I just want you to know that the house band for our show, Don's band, the Three Chord Orchestra, is playing later.
That's right, Kid Rock. I know a pretty good band going.
Here's
but,
a band flyer
for you.
There
you go, it's a band flyer. And I'll tell you, tonight...
Are you peddling your CDs?
I am a little bit. Tonight's going to be a big night. I know it'll probably sound good out here, but we spent $275 on sound tonight. Alone.
Uh-huh. And Don, if I'm not mistaken, you played a guitar in a band that at one point...
We played Lynyrd Skynyrd so well in a bar one night that a guy died.
Really?
So there it is. That's our big claim to fame.
Look at you guys are on tour here, too. Check that out.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just one night only.
Oh, no.
Played at the racetrack. This show is moving.
Yeah, we hit them all. Kokomo, Anderson, you know.
In Big Don's Liquor Store.
Uh-huh.
18.
Yeah, that's right. Kid will never talk to us again.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for coming out. It's good to see you, man.
No problem, man.
Kid Rock's in town tonight. Verizon Wireless Music Center. Tickets to the door. Come up and party with us on the lawn tonight. Kid, it's good to see you, man.
You too, man. Have fun, folks.
It's Kid Rock Live here on X103.